So, standing as you are, just turn to look over one shoulder and the other and feel how that is. A lot of times when we have upper back and shoulder issues, our turning range can feel limited. Make a mental note of the range, the quality, to the right, to the left, and then pause next time you're facing forward. And just look down and up, also two directions that stuff's going on with the upper back. And just make a mental note of that. And then go ahead and have a lie down on your back. Yeah, and just begin to settle into the floor, noticing which surfaces of your body make contact. Letting the floor help you know which parts of you are held. And then scanning from your feet through the backs of your legs to your pelvis, getting a sense of the length of each leg, its shape, weight, and anything else you notice different about the right leg and the left. And then feeling the weight at the back of your pelvis. Noticing if there's a little more weight to one side. And then your low back. What's the space like between your low back and the floor? And continuing scanning through your mid-back, getting a sense of where you're lifted from the floor and where you rest. And the differences right and left. And then, of course, your upper back. Which parts of your upper back rest fully? Is there a difference in quality, amount of ease or tension right and left? You might get a sense of the total width of your upper back. Where does each shoulder blade lie against your ribs and the floor? And get a sense of the width of your shoulders and the shape of each one. Is one shoulder a little further from its ear? And feeling the two collarbones in front that run from each shoulder to the breastbone in the middle. And then observing each arm from the shoulder to the elbow. The elbow to the wrist, and the hand and fingers. Does one arm feel longer, more at ease? And then follow the line of your spine from your pelvis all the way through your neck to your head. Get a sense of the quality in your face, around your jaw, your eyes, your tongue. Is there any place there could be a little less effort at the moment? And gently roll your head a little right and left. And just see lying down, how easy is it to look each direction? Is the same side easier lying down as was standing up? And then pause the next time your nose is in the middle and just take a few moments to turn your attention to your breathing. You might get a sense of the path the air takes in through your nose or mouth, down into your lungs. And the parts of you that move as you breathe, that you feel some sense of response. Do your shoulders and upper back know that you're breathing? Last week, for those of you who are here, we worked on the ability to kind of soften in our chest and also how to use our breathing to create a little more space and softening so that our upper back and shoulders don't have to work as hard. And today we'll look a little bit at how to articulate our shoulder blades from our ribs and our shoulders from our spine so that there's a little more mobility. So roll to lie on your left side and arrange some supports under your head. And if anyone needs more, there are a couple extra so I could get them for you, so just let me know. And bend your knees as if you're sitting in a chair so that there's a nice 90-degree bend between your... So Carl, could you move your knees a little closer to your belly? Knees closer to your belly, yeah. Yeah. You'll just be a little more stable that way for the stuff that we're going to do. And then stretch your two arms long in front, one hand on top of the other, and begin to lift the right hand away from the left hand and follow it with your eyes in the direction of the ceiling. And I forgot that we should probably space the mats maybe a little further. I think Lorraine is going to be fine, but Lucy and Carl might end up needing to be aware of each other or stagger or something. And slowly lifting and lowering the right arm, following it with your head and eyes. And noticing which parts of you move and which parts stay still. Right, of course, your arm is moving through space, your head's turning. What else moves? And each time your hand is down, you can kind of pause, let all the work and effort go in your back, your arm, your shoulder, and then start a fresh movement. And going as far as is comfortable, but as soon as you feel some resistance or stretch, bringing the hand back, maybe do it once or twice more. And the next time your two hands are resting, take a rest on your side. You can rearrange your arms if you'd like. And once again, have your two arms long in front of you and open your right arm toward the ceiling. And so your face will be facing toward the ceiling and stay with the arm toward the ceiling and begin to lengthen the arm as if you wanted to reach something just beyond your fingertips and then shorten it as if you wanted to keeping the arm straight but still bringing, kind of sliding the shoulder blade away from the spine as your arm lengthens and then toward the spine to sort of sink or shorten your arm. And again, only what's comfortable. depending on what's going on for you on the shoulder. That might be smaller or larger movement. And feel now what moves and what stays still, right? Your shoulder blade really slides, your spine isn't moving so much. And begin to add turning your hand so that as you lengthen, you turn the palm toward your feet or away from your face. And as you shorten it, you turn the whole arm so the palm turns a little bit more toward you, toward your face. Does that make sense? So as you lengthen, actually the other way, so you turn your palm as if you're going to turn your palm away from your face, and then as you shorten.
Does the wrist stay straight?
And the wrist stays straight, so you're turning your whole arm like a stick. So your palm turns, but it's not just because your palm is turning, but you allow your whole arm to rotate. And feel the turning of the arm as well as the sliding of the shoulder blade, which parts of that are smooth and easy, which parts not so much. And then slowly lower your hand, take a rest. And then again, open your arm to the ceiling. Come back to the same movement, and this time as you lengthen the arm and turn the palm away from you, turn your nose toward the floor so your head turns away from your arm. And then as you shorten the arm, the palm turns toward you, you can look a little bit toward the arm, or the head looks a little more toward the ceiling. So the head goes away as the arm lengthens, turning toward the floor, and then the hand and arm look, or the hand and head look toward each other as it shortens. And just feel the whole coordination of this kind of twisting, turning, lengthening, and shortening movement. Your head, your neck, coordinating with the shoulder, shoulder blade. Beautiful. And then lower your arm, rest again. And then again, have both arms long in front of you, one palm on the other, and just lift a straight right arm as far as is comfortable, like we did in the beginning. And you can continue rolling past the arm toward the ceiling if it's comfortable, following the hand with the eyes, and come back and just see how that's going now, if anything's changing in the range or the clarity, the smoothness of the movement. You might also notice, when do you breathe in, when do you breathe out? And if you feel like you may want to slide your head supports a little bit backwards so that you have room to roll onto them, so your head isn't so on the edge that you're worried about your head falling off when you open up. Beautiful. And when you've done as much as you'd like, take a rest. You're welcome to stay on your side, or if you prefer to lie on your back, you can do that. And as you rest, just see what you notice, what feels new or different in your back, your shoulders. Anywhere else. And then once again, on your side, two arms long. Return to lifting the right hand and continuing back as far as is comfortable, following the hand with your eyes so you let your head roll, your shoulders, your chest, everything turns. You can feel the turning in your upper spine. And going as far as feels comfortable and that it's still easy to return. And you might begin to notice the sequence of turning in your spine. Right? Your head and neck start to turn, then how far down do you feel some movement in the vertebra? And on the way back, what's the sequence of turning through your spine or untwisting on the way back? And each time finding, can you soften anywhere along through your upper back, your shoulder blades, your waist area even, in your breathing, so that this twisting and untwisting becomes more fluid, more evenly distributed. And the next time your arm is toward the ceiling, stay there and turn your head back to facing the wall in front of you as if you're just lying on your side. So your arm is out to the side, you're not looking at it. And then lower the arm and turn your head toward the ceiling so that as your arm lowers, you look toward the ceiling. And then as your arm lifts again, you look to the side or even a little bit toward the floor. So you begin to move your head and arm opposite. And the range could be smaller. You might not go all the way, just staying kind of in a middle range where the two come toward each other and then go away. And feel now how your head, your neck, your spine turn. And at the same time, your shoulder blade and arm are coming closer to your spine and then farther away, that the two are moving separately. Right, that the spine can turn a different direction than the arm is going. And then bring everything back to lying on your side, your head, your arm. Take a breath or two. Feel the length of your spine from your tail to your head. The length of your arm from shoulder to fingertips. And then once or twice more, just lift the right arm as far as is comfortable. Follow it with your head and eyes so that everything turns and twists open in a comfortable way. And then returning. When do you breathe in? When do you breathe out? And as you're ready, roll to your back and take a rest. What's changed with the way you lie against the floor? The sense of the length of your spine as you're lying on your back. The width of your shoulders. The shape open place that each shoulder blade is resting. And then come again to lie on your left side, same position. Two arms long in front of you. Raise the right arm and continue to open until the right arm can come somewhere behind you. And that might not be at shoulder height. You might just roll as far as you can, and then the hand can just lie down near your pelvis or along your side if rolling all the way open is too much of a stretch. So just somewhere where you stay rolled open, and then you find a place to put the arm. And keep your two knees together. So you could stay there and then find a place, Carl, to maybe bring your hand toward your pelvis so it can just kind of rest. Yeah, there you go. And like this, yeah. Or you can rest it along your side if that, yeah, there you go. But you're opened up, your face is toward the ceiling, more or less. And like this, begin to roll your head a little right and left. You can feel the weight at the back of your head. And feel how far down toward your pelvis is there some turning, some response in your spine, your breathing. And then stay with your head turned as far to the right as is comfortable. It doesn't have to be quite to the limit, just to the right. And then stay there and move your eyes a little right and left so that your head stays still and just your eyes. And you can try it with your eyes open or closed, but they just gently scan a little right, a little left, letting the eyes move independently from the head. And then again, roll the head and eyes together a little, side to side, breathing. Right, feeling now how your shoulders kind of rest and your spine is turning between the shoulders and shoulder blades. Good. And then bring everything back to lying on your side, the two arms, one on top of the other. Take a breath or two, and when you're ready, just simply lift your right hand and continue with the right arm as far as feels really comfortable and see what the quality and range of the movement is like now, if anything's changing. Lovely. And then roll to your back and rest. And as you're resting on your back, you might compare the two sides of yourself, two sides of your back. Each shoulder and shoulder blade. Is there a difference between the two sides of your chest and the two collarbones in front? If you'd like, gently roll your head a little right and left and see if anything is different to one or both sides. And then just pause with that, rest for another moment or two. and then roll to lie on your right side. Yeah, knees bent as if you're sitting in a chair, two arms long in front of you. And begin to lift the left hand and follow it with your eyes. And at first, don't go as far as you can go. Just go a very comfortable amount and come back. And just listen to all the things that happen as you do this movement. So the parts of you that move. When you breathe in, when you breathe out. The sequence of the movement, what starts, what moves second, third, on the way there, and then is the way back a direct reversal or does it change? And is there any place you can reduce the effort, do a little less, so the movement becomes lighter, more pleasant? And the next time your two hands are on top of each other, pause and rest. And then when you're ready, lift your arm just to the ceiling and turn your face to see it. And then begin like we did on the other side, to lengthen the arm as if to touch the ceiling, and then to shorten it, but keeping the arm straight so that you actually let the shoulder blades slide along your back toward your spine to shorten the arm, and then it slides away from your spine. So you get a nice kind of opportunity to smooth out the movement of your shoulder blade, noticing when you breathe in, when you breathe out. And add rotating your palm away from you as the arm lengthens, so your whole arm turns. And then as the arm shortens, the palm turns toward your face. Just feel the coordination of that, making sense of it. And then pause, rest your arm for a moment. And then once again, bring your left arm up toward the ceiling. And this time, as you lengthen the arm and turn the palm away, turn your face a little toward the floor. And as the arm shortens and turns, palm turns toward you, turn your face a little toward the ceiling. So it's as if your nose and hand want to come closer to each other and then farther apart. And just see if you can find a way even to make this movement small, but the quality to be really soft, easy. And feeling the coordination between your head, your upper back, the spine there, and your shoulders and arms. Ah. And then slowly lower the arm, take a little rest. And then once again, with the two hands, one on top of the other, just lift the left hand and follow it with your eyes and continue as far as feels comfortable. So you twist open and then you return. And really feeling the sequence of how you start, how that travels through your spine, and then when you know to stop, and how you start the return, how the sequence back moves through you. You might discover vertebrae that seem very independent of their neighbors. They all move quite fluidly, and then parts that move all as one unit. And any places you feel kind of stuck or not as smooth, what could you change in your breathing, in the size of the movement, in how you use your eyes, what happens in your chest, something to make it a little easier so that gradually the whole movement is equally light, graceful. And then the next time your hands are one on top of the other, have a break. Rest however you'd like. And now just lift your left arm to the ceiling, keeping your head where it is. And now as you lower the left arm back to be on top of the right hand, turn your head toward the ceiling. And then when you lift the arm, turn the head to the side. And find a range that's comfortable, so maybe going the whole way isn't too much, so you find a middle range. The important thing is finding how to move the head and arm opposite and really kind of feeling into your skeleton. The head and spine turning one way, the arm, the shoulder blade moving another, the two being able to move independently of each other, but also still in a coordinated fashion, that they're aware of each other, timed smoothly. You might try it with your eyes open versus closed, see if that changes anything in the range or the quality of the movement. And then the next time, bring everything back to the side so everything's lined up. Take a breath or two. Let all the work go from what you've just been doing. And when you're ready, make a fresh movement of lifting the arm, following with the head and eyes, everything moving together, opening. Knowing when to stop opening, when you've gone as far as is comfortable, and how to reverse. feeling the sequence through your spine, especially through the neck and upper back. The way the arm coordinates with your trunk, but also has moments of moving a little independently. The shoulder blade, soft and easy on your ribs behind. And when you've done as much as you'd want, take a rest. You can rest on your side or on your back, whichever you prefer. And then once again, lying on your side, your knees bent, your two arms long. Lift the left hand and open up so your face is toward the ceiling, and then find a way, a place to rest your arm somewhere on the floor behind you if that's comfortable. It might not be at shoulder height. It could be right down at your buttocks or along your side. Just so you're twisted open in the shoulders and head. And like this, roll your head a little right and left. Just gentle, easy. Feeling the weight of your head against the surface below. And also how far down into your spine, your upper back, you feel some turning. Breathing. And the next time your head is turned as far to the left as is comfortable, stay there. And with everything quiet, just move the eyes a little right and left. Yeah, so you're opened, and just the eyes look a little right and left, independently of your head. When do you breathe in? When do you breathe out? And then again, let the head roll with your eyes. Feel how the shoulders stay quiet and the spine and neck move in between them. And then slowly come back onto your side, bring everything together. Pause and rest for a moment. And when you're ready, a few more times, just lift the left hand and open in your most graceful, easy fashion, feeling that fluid sequence through your spine, the connection of your arms and shoulders into your trunk, coordination of your head, your breathing. Letting your breath be the marker if there's times that you hold your breath or it gets interrupted. It's a sign that maybe you've gone too far or jumped over something. And maybe one more time, and actually this time you could even use this as an opportunity to roll to your back and take a full rest. And feel the contact you make now. Are there any parts of you that are sunk a little more into the floor? Compare the two sides of you. Are they feeling more or less even now than before? And feel your two legs from your pelvis to your feet. Your two arms from your shoulders to your fingertips. Shape and weight of your pelvis. The length and width of your back and shoulders. The length of your neck and that heavy part of the back of your head resting against the surface below. And if you'd like, gently turn your head a little right and left and just see, how is that different from when you first rolled your head when you lied down? And then pause with that, rest another moment or two, and in your own time, slowly roll to your side and gradually make your way to sit and stand. And just feel how the weight falls into your feet, the length of your spine, the width of your shoulders, and how each arm hangs. And turn to look one way and the other and just see what's changed since you did that at the beginning. Perhaps you see a little further or there's something a little smoother, less glitchy about turning to one or both sides. Quality through your upper back and shoulders. And then pause the next time you're toward the front. And like we did in the beginning, look down. And then look up and just see how much movement and ease there is now in your upper back and shoulders to allow your head to move and see. And then as you're ready, take a little jaunt around the room. And see what this lesson may have done for you. Things that maybe are surprising that you hadn't noticed on the floor. Anything different in your upper back and shoulders, or are you feeling it more elsewhere?